Now, we'll go ahead and I like to spend some time and let people pray, but I think we got it covered. Kevin prayed for most of that. And so, yeah, I like to have groups or different people pray. So this is prayer meeting night, right? Prayer meeting night. So I got some exciting things coming up. I like to announce things and hopefully bring some people in. But Sunday school, during Sunday school for 9 o'clock this Sunday, we're going to look at what I've entitled Overcomers. You know, there are times that when we like to witness to people, we get a little bit nervous. We start to shake. We hear our hearts beat. And so Overcomers is to help us to overcome that fear of this world and have a chance to reach out and speak to people. And I heard many given testimonies, like tonight I had Roger share with me how he has hoped to share with coworkers the gospel, but they chose not to hear. And it will help us to overcome and to overcome that fear. And then the following Sunday, we're going to look at what I've entitled Harvesters. And that is on leading someone to the Lord, sharing the gospel, and different methods of doing that. So be sure to be here. And then we're going to look at a study in the book of John on growth and ways that we could do even a Bible study to help people to understand the gospel and to respond. So got lots of stuff coming up. And then, of course, Sunday night is we're going to finish. We've got, I think, two more, possibly three more lessons on our Savior's staff, Savior's tool, admonishing faithful followers. And so be sure to come, and looking forward to that. And then, of course, during the Sunday morning service, we're looking at a series of messages as well. So be sure to be here, and that is knowing and living God's will. We can know his will in our lives. And I know some people think, well, you can't know his will. Just live your life the best way you can. And just maybe, you might be doing what God wants you to do. No, you can know. You can know. This is the will of God. And a number of things that we've been looking at. So be sure to be here for each service. And looking forward to it. Those online, as well as those that are able to come. And it's good to see those of you that have not been able to come last few days to be here tonight. So today we're going to look at that word redemption. Oh, I love this word, redemption. And I love that song, Redeemed. Oh, how I love to proclaim it. So if you've read already this definition of the word redeemed, if you have or if you haven't still, does anybody remember the short definition that I have said several times since I've been here? Anybody remember it? What does the word redemption mean, to be redeemed? Anybody remember? To be purchased, there you go. That's pretty good. So I, what? Well, that is sanctification. That's pretty good, Tuck. Yes, redemption means to be purchased from the slave market of sin. Let me read this definition and then you'll know why I say that. Redemption is to be purchased from the slave market of sin. And this is the definition. Redemption is the English words derived from a Latin root meaning to buy back. To be purchased from the slave market of sin, to buy back. Thus meaning the liberation of any possession, object, or person, usually by payment of a ransom. In Greek, the root word means to loose. That brings a lot of meaning to it, doesn't it? To loose, and so to free. The term is used of freeing from chains, slavery, or prison. In the theological context, the term redemption indicates a freeing from the slavery of sin. The ransom of price paid for freedom. This thought is indicated in the Gospels, which speaks of Christ who came to give his life as a ransom to purchase, to buy for many. I think of the story of Ruth. Remember the story of Ruth? And we dealt with the kinman. And the idea is kinman redeemer. And so you have a purchase of individuals or property or land. During the story of Ruth, you had this kinman whose job was, whose privilege was, to purchase back land that was sold by our Naomi, property, house, home, as well as family, and also the kinmen could also then provide a seed for that family that the name will continue on. So a kinman gives you the idea of a redeemer. So let's look at these this text, a number of verses here that I'd like to point out. First of all is Exodus chapter 6. Exodus chapter 6, verses 2 through 8. Exodus chapter 6, beginning at verse 2 through verse 8. Oh, yep, we need the mic, don't we? I'll go ahead and read this first one as I push the button, but I don't think it came on. There it came on. All right. So verses 2 through 8, listen to this. And God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord, and I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty, but my name Jehovah was I not known to them, and I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers, and I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians kept in bondage. You get in the picture? Kept in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will, what's the next word? Redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgment. And I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, to be purchased, to bring you out of slavery. Do you remember they had the Passover lamb, and it was a picture of the fact that they were set free? That's why the Israelites would meet on the Sabbath day, which is Saturday, in remembrance of being set free from the land of Egypt, to be redeemed, to be purchased, to be God's chosen people. And so there's the word redeemed, to be redeemed, redemption. And then we also want to look at Leviticus. Let's see here, where am I? There we go. Leviticus 25, verses 24 through 28. Can we have someone read those? And they're going to come up right here. There's verse 24 right there.
And in all the land of your possession, ye shall grant a redemption for the land. If thy brother be waxen poor, and hath sold away some of his possession, and if any of his kin come to redeem it, then shall he redeem that which his brother sold. And if the man have none to redeem it, and himself be able to redeem it, then let him count the years of the sale thereof, and restore the overplus unto the man to whom he sold it, that he may return unto his possession. But if he be not able to restore it to him, then that which is sold shall remain in the hand of him that hath bought it until the year of Jubilee, and in the Jubilee it shall go out, and he shall return unto his possession.
Yes. So it's the idea of purchasing that land, just like in the story of Ruth, to purchase something that's been lost, something that's been captured. You know, if some thing that I think of is your car parked in the wrong place, like in front of a fire hydrant, and they come and tow it away. That car is in jail until you're able to purchase it back. You got to pay for the tow. You got to pay for them storing it. And so it's kind of in, what do they call it, in hoc? Yeah, that too. So you got to pay for that. You got to redeem that car back. And so that's the idea here, to be redeemed, to be purchased back from the slave market of sin in case of the car. Because it was parked in the wrong place. So then in Mark chapter 10, verse 45. This is just one verse. Verse 45. Who'd like to read that? Yep.
For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many.
Yes, a ransom. To purchase to purchase with his own blood our forgiveness of sin, that we might have eternal life. Very good. And then the next one is Luke chapter 21. Luke 21, verses 25 through 28.
And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud of power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh.
Redemption draweth nigh. Christ is coming. He is coming, and that we have that hope when he's going to sit and rule and reign on the throne of David. That hope, the hope of redemption, eternal life through Christ and Christ alone. So not only Luke 21, 28, but how about Galatians? This one's really good. Verses 13 and 14, Galatians chapter 3. Verses 13 and 14.
Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham 14. Might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Yes, redeemed, purchased, redemption, or redeemed us from the curse of the law, that hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's Galatians 3, and then Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. The fullness of time has come. Yes.
When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons.
Yes.
And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then the heir of God through Christ.
Yes. No longer a servant. We're not a servant to sin. We're set free, purchased from the slave market of sin. Set free that we might have life. Wow, that is exciting. Then Ephesians 1, verse 7. I like this verse. Go ahead, Kevin.
In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace.
Have redemption through his blood. We have been redeemed, set free. Set free. The chains fall off. We're set free. We before we're saved, we couldn't do anything but sin against God. But now we can say no to sin. We have been redeemed, set free. The chains have fallen off. And my hope now is in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm a servant of his. No longer a slave to my sin. Set free. Then Hebrews 9, verses 11 through 14.
But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
Serve the living God. Goats, lambs, you had to do it over and over and over again. But Christ, being that perfect sacrifice, he did it once. For the sins of man, we are set free, redeemed, purchased from the slave market of sin. that we might have hope through him. I think it would be very appropriate to sing 311, and we're going to sing the verse that we skipped. How's that? 311. Verse 3? Yep, verse 3, the one we skipped.
Are we doing all four?
Well, if you like, we can do that too. But I want to sing the one we skipped specifically. Okay. But let's sing all four. Let's go for it. Yes. Now that we know what the word means, and excited, redeemed, set free, purchased from the slave market of sin, look at the words in this song.
Yes.
Bring it out more and new meaning. Let's stand together.
Amen. Yes. Please stand. Hymn 311, all four verses. All right. Ready? Here we go. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed. His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus. No language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. On the third, I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of him all the day long. I sing for I cannot be silent. His love in the themes of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. On the last, I know I shall see in his beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed. His child and forever I am. Amen. So good singing.
You are dismissed.
Oh, yes. Dismissed.
Yeah.
All right. Good night.